Good morning.
Morning.
Michael Wheeler with the City of Carroll, Rachel Vanner with the City of Carroll. I guess we became pretty optimistic this morning. I think we had a lot of good news we shared in an update to the board. But just verbally, since our last presentation to the CAC committee on July 11th, we've received a number of new donations for the project, along with an updated cost estimate from Olkin Architects, who's assisting us with the project. Since the July 11th meeting, through July 30th, the Carroll Public Library Foundation has received $333,135 in pledges and donations from 130 individuals and businesses. We included the full list in our update to the Enhanced Iowa Board. The largest donation did come from a single donor who is actually a former resident of the City of Carroll in the form of a $150,000 challenge grant, which really was fulfilled very quickly by the residents, clearly. So we were able to fulfill that challenge grant. We have no updates on grants since our last meeting. And then in the way of updates, since our presentation on July 11th, Opian Architects has completed their final cost estimate for the project. Construction drawings are also complete now and are actually out to bid. Bids are due on the project on August 29th to the City of Carroll. Our range from July 11th went from 4.8 to 4.9 for the library project to an estimated range of 4.6 to 4.82 million for that project. Since we have used consistently the high end in everything, we actually did witness a decrease of $164,088. So good news for the project as a whole. I would, as I noted in my update, a range of things, there would be no one item we could pin it on. In part, when we received the second cost estimate, the architects really worked on looking at alternatives in a number of areas, which resulted in some of that different structural decisions they made. So it's not anything of one specific nature. A small cost reduction would have been our contingency, but we noted at our last meeting, even here, and consistently in the project, actually going back looking December of last year, as you go through design, you don't know all the elements. So that contingency is at high, 15%. When you go into bidding, you drop that down to about 5%. I know some of your architects, you understand that component. We actually, because it's an existing building and some unknowns, we are holding contingency at 8% in this case, being more conservative. But in reality, that's not on normal for a design process. Any other questions on that?
Just have a question on the, there were a couple of line items, the asbestos removal and soil conditions.
Yes.
And you've had costs associated with those. Were those provided by?
Those estimates were provided by Impact 17. So that's where we got those estimates. We don't have bids yet for that.
Right.
Those are still costs.
Impact 7G, is that a?
They're a firm that's assisting us on developing the asbestos removal plans and specifications.
Thank you.
Just for transparency, I would note, obviously, the City Hall moving out of the current Farner Government Building into the donated building for commercial savings is enabling the library to expand. Overall, the city is committed to only spend $4.3 million on construction costs for that project. Due to that, we did see some increases on the library side of the or the City Hall side of the project. So we did need to lower our contribution to the city or to the library project from $2,329,510 to $2,189,857 in order to cover the City Hall. We could have taken donor money and moved it there, but most people don't want their donor money to go to a City Hall. They want it to go to a library, and we feel that's pretty important to do. And I just want to be transparent of what we did there. With the additional fundraising that the foundation has done, changes in the cost estimate and the reduction, Overall, the city is now requesting a grant of $499,448. I know that may be difficult today. I just would end to say I really do appreciate this board's time and due diligence they spent on this project. I'm open to answer any questions that New Hampshire Highway Board has. So thank you.
Thank you. Questions? And just make sure we're looking right. The 499 is down. July, the request was, I want to say, 648.
Would it be
up a couple hundred thousand?
Yes, so we lowered.
You filled the gap and you reduced your request.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And the challenge grant was met.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And exceeded.
Yeah. And you provided details.
I'll say I think that this is incredibly impressive. You did a great job listening to what we were saying, not just the last meeting, but a few meetings ago when I was pushing the individual donors. You came back and did that. We said we don't want to award such a high amount. You came back to get out of way and close your gap and lower your request. So I think it's a phenomenal project, and I'm really impressed with how responsive you've been.
Thank you.
I think we're in a position. We were notified yesterday of a potential pending lawsuit.
I was notified about 30 minutes ago.
Pardon me?
I was just going to say that I think it's disappointing that you were unfortunately not informed of this lawsuit.
I would agree with you on that.
And we have not had enough opportunity, given when we received it, we've not had enough opportunity to review it. And I'm sure we all have some questions regarding that, but I think because of that, I don't believe we're in a position where we can make an award today.
I understand if you want that. I guess we'd ask you, we'll work through discussions in the next 30 days and hopefully we can be back in September.
I hope so.
What do you foresee your spending to have to be in the next month?
Very little at this point. You know, the architectural plans are on the street. We have leases for temporary spaces, so obviously there's going to be, but that's a few thousand there. So it'll be pretty minimal.
Well, it looks like you'll get your bids in by then too, and then you'll have some even better numbers.
And that's the thing about this project is, I know there's a lot of speculation on stuff, and we've said all along, once those bids come in, that's what's going to drive this project. We believe we're being very conservative throughout all of our numbers and estimates, but the bids will be what the bids are. Mm-hmm. And so obviously by the September 12th meeting, we'll have that answer.
Well, I think it's a great project too. I find it, I'm sorry you're facing such challenges in your community for a library. I mean, it's not a complicated, you're not putting in a nuclear waste dump. I mean, you're putting in a library, something that will benefit Carroll County, Iowans, and I think it's important that that we, you know, stay strong and continue to work. I really want to support this project financially at some point, and as I was last time, you know, I think you guys did the right thing by holding off because, you know, got an extra $100,000 for our budget to spend. But anyway, I just think it's important that we can award something.
I will say that we have a contract provision that doesn't allow us to award if there's ongoing litigation. I think you're aware of that. Personally, I would be willing to work through the contract terms because I don't know that a single lawsuit should hold a project hostage from our perspective. We just need more time to figure out how to word that and how to finagle the contract terms and what our agreement would be, and hopefully it can be resolved in the meantime. But you have my full support. I'm looking forward to funding it, and if we have to work through the contract itself, I think we're ready to do that.
Thank you for your comment. I'd like to give it away, so I'm going to have to start using
it. Although we don't give money for that.
I would echo the same words Lisa used concerning the project and the scope of the people that's going to affect and impact in Carroll, Iowa. So good luck as you move forward.
I appreciate it. I mean, you guys are state leaders you see what happens. I mean, I just appreciate the grief. So, again, thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. Just one last thing, I would echo everyone else here in that I'm really supportive of this project. I think it's unfortunate that somebody would drop something like this on you at the 11th hour, or us for that matter. And I would agree that stuff like this shouldn't hold hostage projects that communities have literally held referendums to support. That being said, we have some details of our own that just need to be worked out, and I'm hopeful that we can work our way through that with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.